As Frank just noted there, Jesse Owens made history at the 1936 Olympics. He made a lie out of the Nazi myth of Aryan supremacy, bringing home 4 gold medals. From WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports on a mystery surrounding a gift that Owens and other Olympic champions received from Hitler.
In 1936, the German Olympic Committee gave athletes small oak saplings for each gold medal they won. The U.S. team received 24 such saplings, and Jesse Owens came home with 4 of them. One of Owens' trees towers over Rhodes High School in Cleveland, where he trained. There's no plaque marking it, but track coach Tyrone Owens says it has long been a source of pride.
Several track coaches have sent champions down to the state meet over the last 70, 80 years, and we always have taken pictures when a kid places downstate underneath this tree.
Tyrone Owens is a distant relative of Jesse Owens and says it's a happy coincidence that he's spent 31 years here as teacher and coach. While alumni come and pick acorns and occasional visitors drive to see the huge oak, Tyrone Owens says not everyone cares.
You know, the regular student body is just a tree. Just a tree. And we try to push it through athletics. It's a very important piece of history that sits here in Cleveland, Ohio.
While this tree is a part of history, what happened to the other Owens Oaks is probably better thought of as legend. Some say one died. The University of Southern California had an oak in honor of the relay team for which Owens won his 4th medal. Another tree was said to be planted at the Cleveland home of Jesse Owens' mother, but fell when the house came down in the 1960s. And in the film, Jesse Owens Returns to Berlin, Owens himself explains where there is one more.
And one stands among the cherished mementos on All-American Row at Ohio State University, where I spent my college days.
But there's no oak at Ohio State's All-American Row on the Columbus campus, and the school has no record of Owens ever planting a tree there. Jim Constant, who wrote a book about the trees, says only 4 of the team's 24 Olympic trees are thought to be alive. Some died, some athletes threw them away or hid them because of their association with Hitler. Few records were kept, and Constant says there may well be undocumented Olympic trees out there.
With the basketball team, I mean, they cut cards to who's going to plant it, and somebody planted it, but where they planted it, no one knows, and the same with Jesse Owens' trees. I think nobody knows for sure the status of the 4 trees.
An English oak near Ohio State's library has long been the rumored lost Owens tree. An arborist determined it is the same species, age, and size as the famous oak in Cleveland. The university wants to prove the tree's identity by comparing its DNA with other Olympic trees. OSU forestry professor Davis Sidner says he's banking on the theory that the original seedlings all came from one or maybe 2 parent trees.
If they're that closely related, DNA testing can come pretty close to saying, you know, it's from this group of trees, you know, that this one is found.
Sidner has cloned the Owens tree in Cleveland. He hopes to clone the Ohio State tree, too, if its link to Jesse Owens and the Berlin Olympics can be proven. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.